Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Kvitko. I really appreciate you tuning in. All right, now today is episode number 460, and what it is it's part two of a show that we began a couple weeks ago, entitled 25 Things You Should Be Prepared to Tell Your Dentist When You Have Dental, Head, or Neck Pain. All right, you might remember that we were covering a lot of things that you need to tell me as your dentist to make our job easier to help us relieve you of your pain. All right? So before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko, and if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be very nice of you to do. We'd appreciate that. Also, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. For those of you that want to tune in live, you can watch the show at ustreamtv.com. You can also use your TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone to listen, you know, while you're out of town or something like that. Okay, so let me just recap where we left off the last time we were talking about this topic. We gave you several items that you would want to remember to tell your dentist, and they were, you need to be able to tell us, where does the pain seem to be coming from? When did it start? What were you doing when it started? For example, were you sleeping? And if so, were you lying flat or sitting in an easy chair? Were you walking, running, or exercising? Number four, was there an event that precipitated the pain, such as biting into food or absorbing a blow during physical activity such as karate or football? Five, had you recently flown on an airplane? What makes your pain worse? Meaning, is it worse when you lie down, worse when you exercise, putting a hot drink or something, maybe a cold drink, in your mouth? Number seven, what makes your pain better, such as sitting up, or staying calm, or avoiding putting extreme temperature foods in your mouth? Or does aspirin help, or does Tylenol help? Those sort of things. Number eight, have you had a recent filling or a crown in the area of soreness? Number nine, have you had a recent filling or crown in the area that bites against the sore area? Number 10, have you been told that you grind or clench your teeth? Number 11, when you get the pain, does it last for seconds, or does it last for minutes? Number 12, has the sore tooth had root canal therapy? 13, do you still have your wisdom teeth? Okay, and we covered all 13 of those in that episode. That episode was number 458, and if you want to go back and refresh your memory about what it is that those all of those things mean, you can go to thereasonswesmile.com. All right, so, but now we're going to start into a new batch of things that you need to pay attention to and be able to answer my questions when you come with either dental, head, or neck pain. All right. So now let's get on to the ones that we haven't yet covered. So for today's show, we'll call it number one, even though it's really number 14. Can you see anything obvious by looking in your mouth, such as a broken tooth or swollen red or bleeding gums? All right. Now, this is important, because if you can look in there, you know, I always ask people, you know, is there a broken tooth? What's going on? Because if you can point to something or feel something with your tongue, that certainly shortcuts the time it's going to take to figure out the problem. But sometimes people don't know where it's coming from. They don't see anything swollen. They don't really notice anything red. Let's face it, your gums are pink and the rest of your mouth's red anyway. So how do you really know when it's redder than red or redder than pink, you know? But anyway, so that's a very important one for us to be able to start with. But remember, from the other show we did, sometimes it's not the tooth you think it is, it just gives us a baseline. All right, is the tooth loose? This would be number two. Is the tooth loose? Now, a loose tooth, if you haven't had any trauma, can be caused by gum disease, actually more correctly periodontal disease, where the bone around the tooth has been compromised. It can also be caused by clenching or grinding your teeth. It can be caused by having the back teeth extracted and you don't really have any back teeth left to chew with. And so now as you chew, you're doing all of your chewing on your front teeth and that will physically loosen them. It can be from trauma, but that you would probably remember. All right, number three. Have you recently consumed a higher amount of citrus foods than, say, what would be normal for you? Remember, tomatoes are citrus. And so a lot of times, people get these sores in their mouth. They get, they're called aphthous ulcers. And they don't know where they came from, why they got them. But it's pretty simple, actually, because they happen more often than not in the fall. People who have gardens or friends have gardens and they've given you, you know, a whole basket of tomatoes and they're awesome and you want to eat them and you do. And then before you know it, you have these, they're called cold sores or aphthous ulcers. All right. Now, the other thing that citrus products can do is if you happen to have cervical abrasion or like down around the gum line, if you look in there and there's like a little notch or sometimes people just see more root showing and it's really an abrasion where it's kind of gouged from the toothbrush. Well, that is exposed dentin, and citrus, you know, like oranges and grapefruits and lemons and limes and tomatoes can kind of cause an irritation there, all right? So knowing if you have recently consumed a lot of these citrus products is important. Number four, does your tongue hurt? Okay, now there are lots of things that can affect the tongue. I'll tell you what though, one of the things that I'm most concerned about when talking to somebody who has a sore tongue would be oral cancer. Now, oral cancer, especially the squamous cell type, the nasty kind, the kind that can kill you quickly, is you get like a really firm nodule in your tongue. The whole side kind of in the back by the molars just gets sore. It gets hard. There is usually kind of a reddish rim with a whitish middle that doesn't wipe off. And, you know, it's not the only thing that can affect the tongue. We can have, you can have a yeast infection, also known as thrush or candidiasis, in the mouth that can affect the tongue by taking off some of the outer coating and causing a burning sensation, that sort of thing. So, you know, if your tongue hurts, even if you're just in for a routine exam and x-ray and cleaning, please tell us, because a lot of these times these lesions, they're hidden. They're hidden like under the tongue. We'd have to physically lift your tongue up by wrapping a gauze around it and almost pulling it up out of your mouth and checking on both sides in hopes of catching a lesion, especially a cancerous lesion, early so that we can help save your life, okay? So that was number four for today. And now let's go on to number five. Is there an underlying nodule that you can feel when you palpate the area? So when you feel with your fingers, do you feel a little lump under there? Something that's not visible on the outward surface of the skin or the chin or whatever. A lot of times people, you'll notice something and you know it's there, but it doesn't show up. And so if you do, tell me about it so that I can palpate it as well and figure out if it's something that needs to be biopsied or if it's nothing to worry about. Okay? And this, again, this is just for routine. This isn't, maybe you don't have pain right now, but if you are in the office, you're coming for an appointment, whatever, remember these things and point them out to us. All right, so many of you know that we always do a Dr. Kavitko's Question of the Day each week, and we're about to do that now. You're going to have a chance to win two free handcrafted drinks from Crimson Cup Coffee. It's actually pretty cool. Their coffee is great. And so what we want to do is, get ready, because after this message, we're going to do the contest. So, but before we do it, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question of the day is, which of the following should you be prepared to tell your dentist when you are having pain in your mouth? All right. A, if there is anything obvious such as a broken tooth. B, if the sore tooth is loose. C, if your tongue hurts. Or D, all of the above. All right. The winner is going to receive 2 free handcrafted drinks from Crimson Cup Coffee. And the number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have 2 locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko!
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 460. And we are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And the question was, just to refresh your memory, which of the following should you be prepared to tell your dentist when you are having pain in your mouth? Was it A, if there is anything obvious such as a broken tooth? B, if the sore tooth is loose? C, if your tongue hurts? Or D, all of the above? The answer was all of the above. So let me ask my producer, who had the correct answer? Who knew that it was all of the above?
The winner today is Melissa, and she is in Clintonville.
All right, congratulations to our winner. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate that. Enjoy the 2 free handcrafted drinks from Crimson Cup Coffee. Okay, so if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 460. Today we are talking about 25 things you should be prepared to tell your dentist when you have dental, head, or neck pain. In the first episode, which was a couple weeks ago, number 458, we covered the first 13. So if you want to go back and listen to that, you can go to thereasonswesmile.com. Also, remember that if you do that, there is video, because we videotape every show. And now we are on to number 6 for today, which is, if you wear partial or complete dentures, are they loose and how old are they? Now, if your dentures are loose, they're going to move around. As they move around, they're going to rub on the gum in places that shouldn't be rubbed. They're going to get sore. Even if it's not sore, it's doing damage to the tissues there, and you can wind up with ulcerations there. You can even wind up, I've seen this, where people have literally rubbed the gum all the way off the bone, and they'll come in with this really sore spot, and what it is it's bare bone exposed to the outside world. Very painful. very painful, not something you want to be walking around with. And unfortunately, the treatment for that is usually not just saying, oh, you have a sore spot, let me adjust your denture. It's that, and usually it involves a little bit of surgery where we numb you, make an incision, go in there and pull the tissue back and try to smooth off the bone that's under there and make the right side of the flap of the tissue come together with the left side, and we stitch it together to kind of cover up that exposed bone and then let the thing heal and take the stitches out. Sometimes I'll use resorbable stitches, but sometimes I don't. So anyway, yeah, we have to cover up that bone because exposed, bare, dry bone is not very pleasant. It's very sore. In fact, it's very much the same thing as having a dry socket after an extraction. And I think we've all heard of that, and some of you have experienced it. It's very, very painful. So the other thing I'd want to know about your dentures, and so by the way, again, if you're telling, and don't forget, we're talking about partials too, not just a full denture. So if you're calling because you have a toothache or soreness, I need to know, do you wear partial dentures or dentures? Obviously with dentures, we're not talking about toothaches there, are we? But with partial dentures, we are, because that means you still have quite a few teeth. And which tooth is sore and why is very important for me to know. And also, how old is the denture or partial denture? That's very important too, because I'm assuming the older it is, the more likely it is that it would be loose. Okay, and again, if they move, they rub, and that hurts. Okay, number 7, do you have a fever? All right, now, having a fever tells us you have an infection. And in fact, however, if your fever is under 100 degrees Fahrenheit, you probably don't need antibiotics. But if it's over that, we would probably prescribe antibiotics. And a fever typically means an infection, more than just inflammation, but an actual infection. So that's going to certainly help us diagnose the issue. We're going to be looking anywhere we can for the source of this infection. All right, number 8, do you notice a foul odor coming from your mouth? And I don't mean from foods. I mean just there's this thing, I call it perio breath. There's this certain odor that people have when they happen to have gum disease or periodontal disease. It's hard to explain. Like I said, it doesn't smell like onions or garlic or anything like that. It has its own distinct odor. And when somebody sits in my chair, if I detect that, I immediately know there's some gum disease going on somewhere. And if you tell me that over the phone, that helps me know that that's kind of what we're going to be looking for. And so see, gum disease, periodontal disease, is typically spread around the mouth. It's not a particular tooth, not a particular single tooth, but kind of like a generalized. You can have it localized, but that usually means, 5, 6, 7 teeth. But oftentimes, it's affecting every tooth. Now, people who smoke are more susceptible to this. It's very, very well known, well documented that smokers get periodontal disease much easier, and it's more prevalent. And you've seen those commercials against smoking where they say, oh, all I have to give up is a tooth. I don't have any money with me, but I'll give you a tooth for some cigarettes. Well, that's what they're talking about. You will lose teeth if you smoke. What it does is it decreases the blood flow and makes around the teeth and makes you more susceptible to periodontal disease. Number 9, do you notice a bad taste in your mouth? A bad taste can be the sign that you do have an infection because there could be pus dripping through a fistula where the pus is kind of just dripping into your mouth and you get that taste. You can have things that affect your tongue, the filiform papilla on your tongue, kind of erode that away, and that will change the way you taste things. Certain medications have an effect of causing you to have this funny taste in your mouth. Definitely let us know about that because there are several things that it could be. And it's important to know. All right, I think we're going to go to a break right now. When we come back, we have about 3 more of these things to cover. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. It's episode number 460, and we will be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back, and we are bringing you 25 things you should be prepared to tell your dentist when you have dental, head, or neck pain. And this is part two of a series, and the first one was show number 458, and you can access that at thereasonswesmile.com. But today we're doing part two, and we are up to number 10 for today's segment, which is really number 23 if you put the two together. All right, another one you need to know or tell us is there a growth of gum tissue above for an upper tooth or below for a lower tooth, the crown of the tooth? Okay, is there a growth of gum tissue above the crown or below the crown, depending on which arch we're talking about? Now, the reason that's important is because there's this thing called a fistulous tract. What the fistula is a little hole that has burrowed through the bone, through the gum, and so pus that's built up at the base of the root can now drip out the side. And the reason your body does that is it relieves pressure, and as long as there's no pressure, you almost don't even know you have the issue. So you can have pus dripping into your mouth and not even know it. But one of the outward indicators for you would be if you have this little bubble of gum. So if you see this extra growth, it looks almost like a billows out like a blister, but it's not clear, it's red or pink just like the tissue there, then that is most likely a fistula, meaning you have a tooth abscess. You don't typically get fistulas from gum abscesses, usually just tooth abscesses, okay? So that's an important one to have information about. The next one, number 11, do you have swelling on your face? You can have a swollen face and have it be caused by a tooth infection, by an abscess, believe it or not. If the infection can't find a way to drain, like out through the bone and into the gum and, you know, into your mouth, well, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And I could show you pictures. In fact, if you watch the video later, you'll see a couple pictures of these people just terribly, terribly swollen. You can barely recognize them. It's so swollen. And what happens is this infection keeps growing and growing and growing, and it even becomes cellulitis, where it gets in and around all of the tissue cells, all of the interstitial spaces there, and there's not even a spot where you would think of it as a pointing up to drain. So sometimes what we have to do is put the people on antibiotics, and then you'll start to see this, what amounts to a big, big, almost like a zit on your face or on your chin. Once we know where that is, once we see evidence of that, then we can oftentimes go in externally, make a little incision on the outside of your face. Sometimes it'll drain out, and sometimes we actually have to leave a little rubber drain in there to allow it to continue to drip out, and of course the antibiotics will help as well. Kind of gross, isn't it? Okay, and then another one, or the last one for today, is did you have a recent extraction? Because if you're in pain and you had a recent extraction, well, it could be a dry socket, right? Could be where, and by the way, a dry socket is caused by the blood clot that is in the socket being lost. Now, if you're a smoker, and we talked about that earlier, you don't bleed as well. And so sometimes you don't even get the blood clot. I work very hard in my office to make sure you leave the office with a blood clot, with the hole there filled with blood. Sometimes that means I have to scrape the gum to make it bleed so the blood falls down in the hole. And if I can do that, I can oftentimes prevent a dry socket. But if you use a straw or you smoke or you spit after I've done the procedure and you lose the blood clot, well, that's when you get a dry socket. And that is, as we mentioned earlier, very, very painful. It can be a real, you know, pain in your, you know what, I guess pain in your mouth. All right, so that completes the list of things that you might want to tell me as your dentist or your dentist when you have dental, head, or neck pain. And by the way, when we get that information from you, here are the things that we are contemplating your problem could be. It could be a tooth abscess. I think we all know what that is. But in case you forgot, it is an infection that goes to a tooth when the nerve has been affected, the blood vessel has died, the nerve essentially is dead, and the bacteria are living inside your tooth, and then their byproducts, or their waste products, leak out the bottom of the tooth, and your body sends white blood cells to the area to kill them. Trouble is it can't because there's no blood flow inside the tooth anymore. A gum abscess, which is not from a particular tooth, but rather the gums around the teeth. A sinus infection, which, remember, can affect all of the teeth, or you think all of the teeth are sore on one side of your mouth, one side of your head. Sinus inflammation, which can do the same thing. The difference doesn't really, there is no difference when it comes to how it affects the teeth, although the infection might give you a fever or something and inflammation would not. Okay, another would be trauma from occlusion. So if you clench or grind your teeth, or you bit down on something too hard accidentally, maybe a stone or a bone, that will cause you pain. So we have to figure out whether that is the source of your pain. Unnatural tooth wear, which is kind of along the same vein, which is you just literally, you're grinding your teeth, not necessarily traumatizing by biting onto something, but just wearing them away. That could cause pain and sometimes be a little difficult to diagnose. Another possibility is a root fracture. Now, you think you would know that you had a root fracture, but as we mentioned, well, I think it was on the show 458, sometimes people don't even know they've absorbed a blow. There was a story, we told a story about a woman whose husband, his arm had fallen asleep, and he rolled over in bed, and his arm kind of clubbed her in the mouth, and they were both asleep. She didn't even remember it at first when I asked her. So yeah, you can have a fractured root and not even know it. Okay, another one would be a fractured tooth. And I'm going to guess that you're thinking you would know if you had a fractured tooth, because that would be like a piece broken off, a corner broken off, you know? But I actually had a case where my neighbor was injured playing softball out in the outfield. He looked up to catch a fly ball, and it hit him in the mouth, and it actually knocked one of his teeth out, which is another one on here, an avulsed tooth. And he thought that was the only problem. And that evening, he knocked on the door, came over, and he said, "Can you take a look at my tooth? Because it moves a little bit, and I see like this little blood line over here, this little red line." And it turns out that not only had he knocked out the one front tooth, but he'd snapped the other one off just under the gum line, so it was just kind of literally hanging by the nerve. He didn't even know he'd broken the tooth. We could also find that you have a subluxed tooth, subluxation, which means a tooth that is partially knocked out just a little bit. And so it's been loosened, and it's bleeding around it, but otherwise it's going to be fine. You could have an infraction, which is where the tooth is pushed up into your socket. It's depressed a little bit, kind of the same issue, but the opposite, you know, and usually that tooth will survive as well. You can have a fractured jaw. Don't even realize you have a fractured jaw, so a big swelling over on the side of your face could be an impacted wisdom tooth, or it could be a broken jaw, could be an abscess from one of the molars over there, could be several things. You can have an alveolar fracture. Now, we refer to the socket of the bone as the alveolus, or the bone, and so the hole where the tooth is fastened, you can have the tooth be fine, but that bone break, and that's something that would be tricky to see on an x-ray, although now with our 3D cone beam scan x-ray that we have, it would be relatively easy, at least, not super easy, but relatively. You could have severe periodontal disease. You could have ANUG, which is acute necrotizing ulcerative gingivitis, which is another gum disease. That one does not include loss of bone, but what that one is the little pointy papilla, the little pointy gum between the teeth, it gets eroded away, very painful, like having aphthous ulcers everywhere, and the points get blunted, and that's one of the signs that we use to tell. The other thing we talked about, sinus pressure change from air travel, cervical abrasion, gum line things, gum recession, just plain gum recession, decay that's steep enough to have reached the nerve. These are the kinds of things that we are thinking about. Remember we said your bite could be off from a new filling or a crown. It can even not only affect the filled tooth, but the one that bites against. It could be as simple as an erupting baby tooth, or pericoronitis, which is an infection around an erupting third molar, which is a wisdom tooth, by the way, or a dry socket, or a bone spicule, or even TMJ disease. All right, well, you know what? I think that's all the time we have today. So let me just remind you, don't forget to follow me on Twitter. It's at Dr. Kvitko, and visit my office Facebook page and like us. It is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. 9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.